Ladies and gentlemen, the first annual.
yes. Do it.
Flagrants Award. Andrew Schultz.
Hey.
Yeah. Cash.
Yay.
Akash.
Hey.
Guys, you just heard the first and last time we'll ever let Alex on a microphone, okay? We gave him his shot,
we threw up the lob,
and he bobbled that shit out of bounds. Well done, Rudy Gobert.
It was a lob, man. All you had to do was dunk it. And you fumbled at the one-yard line or whatever.
Well, this year we're bringing you the flagrants. Great idea on Kaz's part.
Yes.
Marketing genius, Kaz. You know, everybody has their award show. You know, the Oscars have an award show for who did the best raping. the Emmys have an award show for what is the Emmys?
That's for TV.
Is that Emmys?
The Emmys is an award show for best television. Jerking off in front of people.
Best jerking off. That's right. Best jerking off in front of people in a hotel room.
Oh, we're on a roll.
What is it? And then the Grammys is for music.
The Grammys is Grammys for music.
What is the Grammys for? You got too many friends.
I got too many friends. You got a single
white hair that's not from your head in your hair. Do you see it, Akash?
I got it.
The only reason I'm pointing this out is because we are videotaping.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to look out for you for the YouTube comments.
I appreciate that, man.
What is the Grammys? The Grammys are the awards for all the women who got sexually assaulted but still believe they can make it.
Russell Simmons.
Oh, that's right.
That is how you get nominated for the Grammys.
That is true.
If Russell Simmons didn't touch you.
Man, one way to get the pussy wet is with a lisp.
But yes, this is the... This is none of that, man. We brought you the Flagrant 2 Hall of Fame earlier this year.
The only rape for your award show.
Entertainment. We dressed our best cocktail attire.
Let's go.
We got fresh in our sweats and jeans and suits. So, you know, you guys aren't going to see the bottom, so that doesn't really matter.
Get it.
But yeah, man, the only rape-free award show going on in entertainment. And it is time to look back on 2017.
That's right.
And, big year. Award some of the best, biggest, and brightest in the world of sports.
The most flagrant.
Yes.
That's right.
In the flagrant way.
Yeah. ESPYs, you handle all those stats. You handle all that, like, mushy-gushy stuff. That's not for
like
us.
Like, sportsman of the year, like, man of the year.
No.
You don't want that.
Our metric is flagrancy.
Absolutely.
So what we value is flagrancy.
And the crown jewel of the Flagrant 2 Awards is the asshole of the year.
Without a doubt.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is analysis by assholes.
That's right.
And if we're calling you the asshole of the year, please don't take that in vain. Don't take it as something that is a bad thing. It's a good thing.
First of all, if you're nominated for asshole of the year, you don't take shit seriously.
Like, exactly.
Yeah,
you shouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Exactly. You shouldn't be a sensitive little bitch.
Yeah.
And asshole is our MVP.
Facts.
This is no easy buck. It's analysis by assholes.
Mm-hmm. This is the people's champ.
This is the people's champ. This is our champ, okay? Mm-hmm. So the asshole of the year this year, I'm going to tell you the nominees.
The nominees are...
Oh, I like the unison.
Oh, I like that.
The nominees are Slender Man himself, Kevin Durant.
KD, aka
Boogie, the bad boy Boogie Cousins.
Yes, sir.
Big baller brand LeVar Ball.
Mm-hmm.
The Sass, what'd you call him?
The Sass Lord.
The Sass Lord Jalen Ramsey.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about the best melanin deficient Dougie Baker Mayfield. Bryce Harper plays baseball. We could give a fuck. Yasiel Puig also plays baseball. Baseball, we could give a fuck.
Yeah.
And anyone else who tried to make baseball fun, for that matter.
Yeah.
So, the asshole of the year goes to, guys. And get a little drum roll.
Who gets to announce it?
I think we each do one.
All right.
I think we each do one.
So you knock this out.
There's only really one true winner. I mean, it's not even close. Everybody
it's a
should know exactly who it is.
You know what?
Bryce Harper.
Sykes.
Hike your mind, Bryce. You gotta step your asshole game up. It's LeVar, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Big ball of brand, baby.
You know what it
is.
Asshole of the year.
Look at them teeth, boy. Look like they've been eating assholes. Look at them yellows right there. That's a nice yellow.
My man loved the Lakers so much.
He dyed his his teeth the jersey
dyed
color.
His teeth Laker yellow.
Literally, his gums are purple and yellow. His whole mouth. Of course, his son's going to play with the Lakers.
Let's take it back a
Please,
little bit.
Please.
Let's take it back a little bit.
Bring it back.
In January 2017,
okay.
Did anybody really know who LaVar Ball was?
No.
Not
I heard
really.
A little bit when I heard about LaMelo scoring however many in the high school game.
Yeah, when he had like 80, 90 or something.
I heard his dad was
something.
A little crazy or whatever. Okay. Yeah, that's yeah. all I heard.
Okay. Little did we know
right.
that this yellow tooth man from Chino Hills was not only going to take the sports world by storm, mm-hmm. but the world in general.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, your son caused international incidents with the president.
You're tweeting with
China.
The president.
You're having a tweet war with the president. You're on CNN. Mm-hmm. You're going back and forth with LeBron James, Stephen Curry.
Yep.
You have the hottest brand in sports and big baller brand.
Oh, my God.
And
I love it.
On top of all of that, all of your kids were in high school or college a year ago, and now they are all professional basketball players.
Making money.
That is unprecedented, and only the asshole of the year could pull that off.
Absolutely.
And that was LeVar Ball, goddammit. We love LeVar here.
God bless.
At Flagrant 2, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's my favorite sports dad, my favorite sports parent to ever live. He's a legend.
Ooh.
He's a king. Akash, I don't think you agree.
Akash, I'm feeling it.
I'm not, listen, he's asshole of the year for sure.
But you're not a fan of
I'm not
LeVar.
A huge LeVar fan. I don't hate him, but I just don't like how much he seems to soak up the spotlight.
But
it might be working for his kids, so I can't really knock it.
Akash, have you ever met a black dad?
I met very few.
This is going to go up really fast.
Have
I'm
you
waiting
known them
around.
To be quiet
go.
In the stands? They're the best cheerleaders on the face of the planet. I've been at high school basketball games when I've been playing ball, and there were dads that wanted to fight us as players.
Mm-hmm.
They're that devoted to the game. They're that excited about the game. I expect nothing less.
On top of that, I can't think of anybody else in the history of the NBA that was courtside at the Garden in cargo pants, goddammit.
Bro.
So there's nothing. Dapping up Spike Lee.
Cargo sweatpants.
Cargo sweats with a t-shirt and a long sleeve hoodie underneath it. Like LeVar Ball, man, anytime I think I can't, you know, enjoy this man's life more, you know. He just does something that makes you be like, yo, he's dad goals, bro. He is dad goals, man.
He does dress like a dad.
I hope
like
he
hasn't changed his life.
No, he has not.
He has his
not
own clothing line, still dresses like
he
shit. He dresses awful, and he makes the clothes. Like,
yeah, that's why I don't even look at Big Baller Brand clothes. Yeah, I know what they look like. They look like No Limit clothing.
Yeah, that's all it is.
No Limit gear.
We're just
going to
slap
mind.
A logo on some
shit.
Yo, he's done so much this year. I think we forget how many asshole moments he's had.
Okay.
He appeared on the WWE this year.
That's right. Ooh.
And brought his kids on there before the kids were even drafted. He went toe-to-toe with the assholes on Fox Sports, which we had to give him credit for.
Yep.
He said, Whitlock, whatever.
Yep.
He said he shouldn't comment on anything except snacks because that's all he's an expert
right,
in.
Right, right, right.
And salute to him to that. He told the white girl on the show to stay in her lane.
Technically, we would call that going toe to camel toe.
Toe to
camel
toe.
He went total camel
and
toe
on top
with the blonde
of that,
lady on, what is his name? Coward Show.
Coward Show. Yeah, I don't know the lady's name.
We don't.
So whatever. We don't really
Step
care.
Step your game up.
And he managed to make Stephen A. Smith look like semi-competent.
The same one.
He made Stephen A. Smith look like the normal one.
The only other person to be able to do that was Skip Bayless.
Exactly.
So well done.
You asshole. Thank you, LeVar Ball. You earned it. You are our favorite guy here.
And listen, and I do think we have a Man of the Year category, but this is our real Man of the Year.
Exactly.
And I think about who won Time Magazine Man of the Year last year.
Which was?
Trump.
Right.
Because it doesn't measure.
Yes.
It doesn't measure who the greatest man is.
Yeah.
It's just who's being talked about the most.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, he is sports Donald Trump.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine
as
this
divisive.
Show.
As divisive, as obnoxious,
yep.
as flagrant.
Yep. As flagrant.
Just saying shit to say shit to. And then we eat it all up.
Yeah.
We keep giving him more attention and we keep putting money in his pocket.
And I can't.
He keeps winning.
That's why he's monetizing out.
Rich.
That's why he wins, man. And I can't imagine. I'll be honest. I don't know where this show would be
without
this man right without a guy like LeVar Ball, man. Like he
Let's
gives
not
us,
go that far, Cass. I no, think, think that
about
we'd
it.
Be here
no,
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 no.
Think
what.
About it.
We
think
have about 5 minutes less in episode.
Think about it, man. Like we are. We
Some
devoted,
people might want that. To
be a lot more Knicks talk.
That'd be a whole lot more Knicks talk. You're damn right. You're damn right.
But no, say but, your point. Say
nah,
your
man.
Point.
Like LeVar, he gave us like damn near an entire episode with him and Trump are going at it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We're talking about the Lakers still, who are pretty irrelevant. We're gonna end up talking about some butt fuck team in Lithuania because both of his kids are playing there.
Very true.
And it's like, dog, like everything this guy touches is newsworthy. Like every single thing. And we didn't know who this guy was last year.
Yeah.
So for him to be such a lightning rod and you know what? He just makes shit fun. He's fun to me.
He
you
is
know
fun.
What I mean? Like he's just a fun fucking dude. So.
Confident guy. Confidence will take you to the top.
I respect it, man. I respect it. So
all right.
Next up,
asshole of the year goes to LeVar Ball. Next up, talk to us, Akash.
You got this, bro. Or do you want me to get this?
I got this.
All right,
guys, we're doing the least valuable player in sports.
LVP.
Yes.
We always give credit to the most. Let's start to give some shame to the least. We believe in shame on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We got to shame the least valuable person in sports.
Love it.
So the nominees are. Markelle Fultz.
Yes. You know, drafted by Philly, so you know.
Obviously, we know.
Obviously, useless. Yes.
There you go. and we'll continue to lose. Ezekiel Elliott.
Ugh, terrible.
Roger Goodell. And of course, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
So, those are your nominees.
Yeah.
And the winner is. Roger Goodell. By a hair.
By a hair over who?
Mello.
Over Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. You're welcome, Mello. That was a gift.
That was a gift. I had to fight hard for that too, Mello. I'm telling you. It was almost a landslide.
Fighting as hard as you fight to stay starting, even though it's the worst thing for your team.
But yeah, man, I have never seen somebody fuck up as much in a year and get a raise for it. And Roger Goodell, I mean, goddamn, did anything go right with the NFL this year?
No.
Not a damn thing. Like, you fucked up domestic violence issues. You fucked up race issues. You fucked up the owners and how they feel about it. When the race issues started, player safety, when you got, you know, when you finally got to sit down with these players for their racial issues, fucked that up too. Ask for a private jet for all your troubles.
Lifetime access to the private jet.
Yes, even after you're not even working for the NFL anymore, you still think you deserve a private jet.
And I think for him
jet.
And his family.
And it's not even like, and here's the thing, 10, maybe 5 years ago, it would be impossible. Yeah, this is all
this
true.
This is what he wanted in his name.
Did he get it?
Well, they never mentioned the plane stuff. But
this is, I mean, ask for the, you know, star. Ask for the stars you get to the moon.
Exactly.
You know, I'm fine with asking, but like.
But well, still, it's so like, dude.
You where's your leverage?
You really have zero leverage.
Like, why would the NFL not walk away? They must hate Jerry Jones. The NFL does not like Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
I think that's the story here.
Apparently not, but I also think sometimes big corporations are just so afraid of change that because they don't have the next guy in line.
No. Maybe the NFL could use some change.
I mean, allegedly they did. Didn't they go out and try and get Adam Silver?
They tried to get
Adam
Silver.
Silver was like, "No, I'm good."
Wait, they tried to take Silver away.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
would he leave the fastest growing league
but
in the world?
But that's the thing, and that's what makes that's
Silver
why
got
I think,
Facebook. NFL is MySpace.
Exactly, and that's why I think Roger Goodell is the least valuable player of the year for Flagrant 2 because 5 years ago, there's no way I would think anybody. Could fuck up the NFL. You know what I mean? It was a cash cow. It still is a cash cow.
Right.
But as far as they've fallen, as far as fans, as far as the worth for each team, as far as player safety, like it went from the NFL can't fail to I don't know if this thing's going to be around in 10 years.
Yo.
So fast. So it's
players
like,
hate him. Fans hate him. A few owners hate him.
Yeah.
He's not well liked by anyone in the world.
Not at all. I can't find a single person to be like, well, he did do this. Like, no.
He's Cersei Lannister.
He is Carmelo Anthony in the league.
Yeah, he really is.
Cersei's smart. Don't call him Cersei. He's Cersei's kid who's a rapist and got killed.
Joffrey.
He's Joffrey.
Joffrey Lannister.
Yeah.
And I thought this was a rape-free award show.
No, we're going to talk about it. look, here's the thing. I'm fine with Roger Goodell doing it. I also think that Mello should be given an honorable mention. Because there are very few players that have gone from max contract to literally $0
on the over, on the free market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I don't know how if he would get $0, but like veterans minimum. I can't fathom anybody paying him legit money.
He'll get like a mid-level exception.
I mean, there's no way he's
going to get. Isn't that crazy that he's getting mid-level exception? Like he's bottoming out. How do you go from max to worthless?
Yeah.
The Knicks, you have the Knicks pay you that money.
I guess so.
Money,
it's crazy. Anyway, but let's go least valuable. I'm totally fine going Goodell. Okay, Cass.
All right. The next award goes to, you know, this award is dedicated to something that makes Flagrant 2, man.
Yeah.
We don't celebrate the highlight plays and the emotional plays and the miraculous plays. We like fights.
We love it.
We like
it's
shit.
It's the logo of our show.
It's the logo of our goddamn show. If it wasn't for fights in between sports, they probably wouldn't be a Flagrant 2. So let's rattle off the nominees. Nominee number one, the Seattle Seahawks and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nominee number two, AJ Green and the SAS Lord, Jalen Ramsey, getting into a fight early this year. Nominee number three, Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree, getting his chain snatched in the middle of a game and causing that melee between the Broncos and the Raiders. So,
Nominee number four,
that's right.
Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal and Draymond Green going at it. You know what I mean? Getting his jersey ripped up with those shoddy Nike apparel.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it. All right, so the winner. This is a close one, guys. This is a close one. Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree, goddammit.
Wow.
By a nose.
This was debated.
This was heavily debated in the Flagrant 2 group chat.
Yeah.
Heavily debated.
Yeah.
And what puts this over the edge is somebody got that chain snatch on the field, man.
Repeated. That's what won it to me. If it was the first time, it wouldn't have won.
Yeah.
But it was repeated chain snatching.
Yeah.
Somebody deboed him twice. And I feel like while I wanted to give it to Beal for taking Draymond's fruit cup and really changing Draymond. Mm. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but not only did Draymond's, like, confidence in fighting get affected, his confidence in playing has been affected.
You know what that
Draymond
was like?
Draymond has played, like, 10 games since he got his fruit cup taken.
You know what it's like? It's like when the dog, gets, like, bullied by the bigger dog.
Yeah, and then now it's whimpering.
And it whimpers now. He used to have a big bark, and now it's like, huh?
Yeah. No, Draymond's playing with his tail between his legs.
I mean, they're winning, but like Draymond's not having that impact on games.
Maybe
like
that's why the rest of the Warriors are getting so chippy.
Probably.
Because the big dog can't bark like that anymore.
Wow. This is true. And that used to be Draymond's gig right there,
And what happened afterwards? Mm. Bradley Beal's been rattling off 40-50-point games.
Listen,
Beal.
I just saw Bradley Beal at the Barclays Center a few nights ago. That boy is the truth.
Yo.
And John Wall's not even been playing. He's been keeping that team afloat.
Oh, yeah, but that's why he's been dropping all those points.
I mean, he's got to, but it's a difference between having to and having the ability to.
No, I think Beal took Draymond's soul, man.
Yeah.
He really snatched that shit.
And you touched on it too, man. You touched on it a couple of episodes earlier when you said, you know, John Wall, like when Bradley Beal and John Wall having those press conferences together, like he looks at Bradley Beal like he's kind of the alpha.
He's the real one.
He's been, he's proved it off the court, on the court. Like he's carried himself
it's
like
It's just
one,
hard
so.
To assume jump shooters are tough.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I never assumed that. Like a guy was like a soft mid-range jumper. I'm like, yeah, that guy's going to fight. That guy's going to beat you up during practice. But the reality is this motherfucker happens to not go to the basket with authority, but take your fruit cup.
He will take your fruit. He will go to the goon of your team.
And snatch
the nuts off of him.
But he's not the winner.
The winner is
Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree. And we actually have to give a lot of credit to Crabtree.
Yes.
Because Crabtree's ego made him wear that chain again.
This is true. This is very true.
So his fragile ego was like, oh, I got my shit taken last time. You're not going to take my shit again.
Listen.
I'm going to wear it and tape it in. Apparently he taped it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was a little bit of a... It wasn't a huge story up until the second fight. You know what I mean? Like, nobody really would have, like, blamed him if he just didn't wear the chain. Like, if he just didn't wear the chain, it's a non-story. There's probably no fight, whatever.
Yeah.
But Aqib Talib goes to the media. They ask him why he took the chain. He says, I took it. If he wears it again, I'm going to take it again. Crabtree wears the chain again.
Goon.
It gets snatched again.
Goon.
And full-on melee breaks out. Marshawn Lynch is trying to play peacekeeper. Nah. He's walking people to the locker room. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, referees get hurt. They're falling over shit. You know what I'm
saying?
You gotta
take
like,
his mouth guard.
Somebody snatches your chain, B, and they don't have a chain, you gotta take their mouth guard. You gotta get on top of him, and while there's a big old huddle, put your fingers in his mouth and yank that shit out and put it in your pocket.
I
dead ass.
He not want to be fucked with, though. Facts. I think, didn't he shoot himself at a strip club in Dallas or some shit like that?
Something. He shot a strip club in Dallas. First of all, you know you're an angry dude when you're around naked girls and you feel like shooting anything.
It's like, no, I gotta bust a cap of somebody's ass right now.
I need to
now.
Bust a nut, not cap. Like, if I'm in a strip club, the last thing I'm doing is reaching. Then again, he could have a massive dick would just hit that trigger. We don't know. And if that was the case, we had a bravo.
More power to you.
Hey,
more
listen,
power to you, bro.
More power to you, power to that stripper that had, you know, is made what's his face, a key being there, a liability.
Yeah.
Got the dick moving so bad, it fired the fucking trigger.
Real talk.
Shout out to the stripper who made that happen, man. Shit. But you know what it is, man. Aqib Talib, Michael Crabtree. I don't think Aqib Talib really wanted to smoke because he kept his helmet on. But we loved the theatrics of it.
Oh,
it was great. People got suspended. You know what I mean? It was in the football field, so it was spread out. Like, there was people fighting in the end zone, people fighting in the sidelines,
yeah,
all that stuff. So, you know, the Flagrant 2 Fight of the Year, a.k.a. the Mouse in the Palace Memorial Award winner.
Goes. I love that. This motherfucking is it.
Goddamn, Cass. To Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree. Andrew.
All right, next one is the Flagrant Social Moment of the Year. I feel like we could have come up with a better name for that. It's very on the nose, very obvious.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
But whatever, eventually. It will happen. Yeah. You got KD's burner phone, mm-hmm. or burner accounts, rather.
Yes.
Joel Embiid, Hassan Whiteside tweets.
And really, it could go to just multiple Joel Embiid moments.
Of course. We could just call that multiple Joel Embiid moments.
Yeah.
Keaton getting pimped.
Yes.
Keaton is that little kid. And then LeBron versus Trump. I think this is a no-brainer.
This is a no-brainer.
The winner.
Man.
Slenderman.
Yes.
KD's burner accounts. KD was out there tweeting. I mean, we had Loopy here last week. For everybody who didn't listen to the episode, Loopy was here last week, and KD slid in Loopy's DMs. They were talking mad shit because Loopy had started a video where he was talking shit about KD. So KD is out there. He is ready to battle back in these social media streets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be him. I mean, that was some really odd behavior.
It was the oddest. Like,
it's behavior, man.
Yo, it's one of those things where, like, I would love to talk to, like, we should have, like, a sports psychologist come on here.
Yes.
And be like, yo, how is it that somebody who felt so strongly about leaving a place, you left and you got everything you wanted. You got all the shots you wanted.
Yeah.
You won a championship. You became finals MVP.
Yeah.
You're in this great city. Like, what goes through your head that you have to make fake Twitter accounts defending yourself?
Yep.
Against complete
This is a
strangers.
Message to all you hoes out there that left your good boyfriend for some rich guy. Okay? The grass is not always greener. Happiness comes from within.
This
all right? KD could not find that happiness within, and he's still struggling to find that happiness. I think that's really the reality.
That's all it is, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where it's like,
it's sad, man.
It is.
It's sad.
I felt bad. Like, it made me question all the people that I argue with on social media. I'm like, is this LeBron on a burner account?
No,
is this Dwayne Wade on a burner account?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when people are just like adamantly defensive about certain things, it's like, dog, like, I'm a huge Knicks fan and I'm not that adamantly defensive about certain people. I'm like, it makes you think. It makes you it made me completely change the way I look at how athletes carry themselves on social media. And we have KD and his sensitivity to thank for that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You know
man.
What's funny is remember when LeBron lost the finals and was just kind of like bitchy and mean and sniping?
Yeah.
KD, this is the first year he went to the Heat.
Oh, that,
KD
that was the
went to the Warriors,
shit.
Won a championship, and is acting the same way.
Acting worse, in my opinion.
Because
at least LeBron had the nerve to go up to that press conference and pretty much call us all broke and say,
which
I'll be back
great.
Next
which
year.
Is great.
Which is the single greatest LeBron moment in history. He got up on that press conference and said,
Rick Flair us, yo.
I was like, yo, I don't care if y'all mad. I'm going to just go back and live my life and be happy with my family and be rich and y'all could just enjoy that shit. And I was like, God damn, that was the realest moment I've ever seen.
I get it, though. I get why KD is miserable.
Yeah.
Because, like, imagine your whole life you're miserable and you're like, once I get this one thing, I'll be happy.
And you're not happy.
And then you don't get happy.
Ugh, it's rough. It's like, what's
you got the one
of
thing you exactly. You've been working. That's why Jim Carrey is probably going to kill himself. I mean, God forbid.
God
but
forbid,
I really,
man.
I really hope he doesn't. But I
did
see
you watch
it
that Netflix doc?
Nah, everybody's been telling me about that.
Oh,
but I noticed
Jesus.
It with like the erratic behavior. You like lately, like this, like he's going down that path of there is no meaning to the world. We're all just a bunch of molecules and yada yada yada. Okay, fine, whatever. But like, why do you need to convince yourself of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Like, why is that so important?
It's like he still can't believe it. And I think KD's in the same boat.
KD,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, though, I'm a basketball. Like, he's a basketball junkie. That's all he's known his entire life.
And but that's, he thought that there was salvation in it. He thought that there was happiness in it. And he got there, and there was momentary salvation and momentary happiness. And then he's back to his homeostasis.
He got to heaven and found out God wasn't real.
Yeah. 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 It's facts.
Yeah, because that was heaven for him.
That was
heaven
his religion.
Was once I win, basketball is his religion. Once I win the championship, I'm in heaven forever.
Yep.
And in a weird way, I think this will be a good thing for KD, because the sooner you realize, oh, I need to work for this happiness shit every single day, the sooner you'll be able to sustain some level of happiness.
Mm.
So it might have been a reality check and a very weird way to get one, but I still believe in KD. I think that he could get some good shit.
I believe so too. I believe so too. I don't know, man. Like I always thought, I'm one of those people that believe that, you know, success doesn't reveal, like, it doesn't bring out your character, it just reveals it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, if you're an asshole before the championship, you're going to be an asshole afterwards. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like, that's probably why, like, Jordan got off so much on, like, gambling and shit. Because maybe, like, you know, he won his first title and, you know, he's like, okay, that's it. Like, what else do I need to do? You know what I'm saying? He needed other shit to get himself off, whatever, and that, you know, depending on what you believe, led to, like, the death of his father and, like, gambling debts or whatever.
Whatever
you may believe, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Maybe KD wins another championship and stops caring about stuff like this and, you know, stops, like, DMing people like Luby Blogger and having burner accounts and all this other shit. But
get off Instagram. Why are these guys on Instagram?
Go enjoy life.
I can't wait to be off Instagram.
I want nothing more than to get off Instagram.
Yeah, when you're that famous, you're that successful, just have somebody run your account, post a picture of you playing every once in a while, post a little video. You just have a friend of yours do it. You personally are scrolling and looking through comments. I honestly cannot wait to the day where I'm not on Instagram at all.
Oh.
When I had an assistant, I was considering letting her run all my social media.
You take a password. Don't let me know it.
Yeah.
And giving her the videos. Like, I'll shoot on my phone. You put that up. I don't want to know. I can't wait for that fucking day.
One of these days. One of these days.
I don't want to be involved.
Give me a fraction of Katie's fortune and that's my day.
And it's like his fortune, but also like his reach.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in this for the reach.
Yeah.
I want to be able to touch all these people. But once I'm able to do it, I don't need to. Because I know I like looking at the comments.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm guilty of that shit. I like filling my ego up with what it says there.
But then the one negative comment will stay with you so much longer than 10 positive ones.
Yeah,
that's just human nature.
That's human nature.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Also, this tweet still annoys me. he didn't like the organization you're playing for, Billy Donovan. Fine. His roster wasn't that good. It was just him and Russ. Oh, it's just two MVPs on the same team? Oh, my God. What could Jordan do with Charles Barkley? This team is fucked. Unbelievable. That fucking tweet annoys me so much.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And it just kind of shows you just kind of how ungrateful he was for what he had over there. And
he had a great team.
He had a great team. And maybe you could make the case that, like, a lot of people are just better off without Westbrook, judging by this season. But at the same time, it's
Even Melo.
Yeah, even Melo.
Isn't that crazy?
Even Melo. Melo was better off with the unicorn.
Yo, Melo was better off in New York and trashed by me every single game.
Maybe the whole problem is Melo, though.
Maybe it is. Maybe
they were still up 3-1 in the conference finals against a 73-win team.
This is facts.
You know who the Western Conference Player of the Week was, or month was, last month? Or this last month?
Who was it?
Kevin Durant.
Uh-huh.
You know who the Eastern Conference Player of the Month was this last month?
Victor Oladipo.
Now, what team did they both play for a couple seasons ago?
The Oklahoma City
thing? Oladipo is quick to say, though, it wasn't a Russ thing.
Of course he's
That's what he's supposed to say.
Yeah, I don't know, Nike athlete or whatever.
Absolutely. Oh, they're both Nike athletes? Yeah, are they both Jumpman?
I don't think they're Jumpman, but they're definitely both Nike.
But if you're part of Nike, like, you got to be part of, you know.
Maybe you're
He knows what to say. You're not going to shit.
And probably Russell's still his man, but I don't think he's not missing any sleep not having to pass the ball and wait for assists by Russell Westbrook anymore.
Oh, like, he is so excited.
Pretty sure he's happy.
He also, here's my thing. He wasn't that great before Russ.
No.
He wasn't killing in Orlando.
He made a serious improvement, but he had moments in Orlando. There was always this idea of, like, Oladipo, you're like, no, he's really good.
Yeah.
He can do things.
He had those flashes in college when you're like,
Indiana, right?
Yeah, Indiana University.
I thought he's the best player coming out that year.
Yeah, when he was coming out that year, he had like a lot of Dwayne Wade comparisons like they had the same type of build and game and shit like that.
Yeah.
And like now you're seeing that. He's averaging 25 a game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Like that's a Dwayne Wade
that
gets.
I think that was another thing. Like he became a what appears, I don't know the statistics, but what appears to be knockdown.
Yeah. It's been like that with a lot of like athletic two guards. If you're an uber athletic two guard, Once you get that jump shot down and people got to respect
it. Funny that you said Uber, that you're not, even though you're not allowed to use it anymore. Even though
we're not going to talk about that anymore. God damn it.
He's Lyft Athletic.
He's Juno Athletic.
For all of you fuck that don't Uber, understand these brands of taxis, why don't you move to a real city, you country bumpkin fucks? What, you only got Uber in your country-ass town, you fucking bumpkins?
They're like, we just got Lyft in Idaho.
Probably just got enough Wi-Fi to download this podcast.
Yo, a tangential story. Andrew and I filmed the show together last year for MTV International, and the whole point of the show is just you just watch videos and then talk to each other about
idiots,
it.
Videos, right?
Yeah, videos. And Andrew would always say, like,
it was like a European international show.
So gotcha. Andrew would always say this thing like, oh, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's just football is my favorite sport. And then he would look at the camera and he would go, do you guys play football in here? And then he'd look at the camera and go, you're pussy ass country, you European fucks. And he would just destroy Europe for like a minute straight into the camera. So unnecessary, so flagrant.
Yeah.
Needless to say, that show's not coming back.
Oh, yeah, definitely not getting
back. We got that even. I don't think Europe liked that much. Surprisingly. I don't know.
All right, guys, back to the awards. Back to the awards. The next award, very important award. It's the You Can Get Hezzied WNBA MVP award.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And naturally, since they only make a fraction of the money that men make, we gave them less nominees. Now.
I'm not gonna lie, when we first put this out, Serena Williams was mentioned in here because we thought she was a two-sport athlete. We're like, why doesn't she also just play basketball? She might as
she
well.
She seems like she'd be really good at it if she tried.
Try out for a team. Yo, you know Jordan rides the bus? Guaranteed, if Serena wants to start playing ball, she could play ball.
And you know what? Motherfuckers will watch that shit. Too.
I would.
I'd watch that
shit. Bro, I think she would dominate.
Give it a shot, man.
What we got for the nominees, B?
Okay. The nominees are Sylvia Foyles, Fowles?
Sylvia Fowles. Yes. Fowles. I'll help you with the pronunciation.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Brittany Griner.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one.
Chinne Ogwumike.
Yes.
Who we are all learning a lot about.
Yes, we
and
are.
And that's it. And this was close.
It was neck and neck.
At the end of it, the nominee, the winner clearly is Austin Rivers!
Yeah, Austin
sassy
Rivers.
Ass bitch! All that set. No, didn't he get a concussion recently?
He got a concussion recently.
That sounds like a womanly injury to me.
You got a concussion in basketball, fam?
Yo, how you got a concussion in basketball? From your dad yelling at you too hard? Dad, your breath hit me too hard in my forehead. I think I'm feeling dizzy. I need to go into protocol.
So many people fucking booing you in your home stadium. I get it.
Booze hit you from all angles?
Earl,
how do you get concussed?
No, man.
No, all jokes aside, we just wanted to put him on here because he's the only person that Schultz is confident is as easy as a cover. Chinne Ogwumike.
Chinne finishes better at the rim.
I will give him that. Chinne is a beast around the rim. But,
yo, I should be honest. I have been watching some Clippers games, yo. It's adorable.
Because so
he looked like Nick Jonas. And if y'all want to see what we're talking about, YouTube.com/TheAndrewSchultz.
Oh my God. I can't unsee it now.
He's Nick Jonas.
I will refer to him as Nick Jonas
from
the rest of the
show. What's that song? Jealous? Or something like that? What's that song?
It was jealous.
Jealous, right? All I'm saying is, I have been watching him play, and I'm not lying. He's been hooping his ass off.
He has to. He had a clutch shot the other day.
Big time three.
Against Philly. Was it
big
Philly?
Time, big three. Maybe it was three. Yeah, big time. Yeah. Big time. And he's just been hooping. He's been finishing at the rim a little better. I don't know if he's inspired by us.
He will be. You know he gets the ads.
He got it.
He gets the ads. Every time I'm on Bleacher Report on Instagram, we get added in a bunch of his highlights. Anytime he does anything remotely good, we get a lot of
the
ads.
People watching, Austin.
Listen, Austin, you can look at this and take this as slander and get angry, or you can use this as motivation, goddammit.
Let it seem like he's doing.
Which looks like we're doing.
I like it. I want to see more tenacity. I want to see more anger.
Austin,
I want to see more
fury. We do this because I believe in you. I saw you in high school. I thought you were going to be the shit. You really haven't been since you've been in the NBA. Look at this. Ingrain this into your brain. And
take it
as motivation.
And you got time now that Blake isn't there. You're getting those shots.
Blake ain't there. Chris Paul ain't there. DeAndre might be on his way out.
Patrick Beverly hurt.
Bro.
Yo, make moves.
There's no excuse, bro.
Make moves.
Get these buckets, man.
I hope next year we don't have to give you the WNBA MVP award. I hope we can give you an NBA award of some sorts next year.
Maybe
that's what I'm rooting for.
Well, I actually only, I don't even really hate him. I just love the jokes. So I hope you continue to play the way you were playing before, because I can't pass up the joke. Yeah. So
like, it's not like, I think for comedic sake, it's better if you suck, because then we just
that is true. Jokes. It is better if
but
you suck.
But I hope you, you know, you use this.
I'm torn.
If Schultz loses, we will change the name of this award to the Austin Rivers Award. In memoriam.
All right.
I think we should skip a couple of these awards, because they look a little skimpy.
Okay.
I don't really care for much of these anyway. But you know what? Yeah, this is what we'll do. We'll do like a quick rundown of these awards that we didn't really have a lot of nominees for.
Yeah.
And then,
why don't you just do the team award? Why don't you just go
I bet. Yes. Yeah, yeah. We'll do the team award right now.
We're going to do the Flagrant 2
Team of the Year.
Team
God
of the Year
it.
Award.
All right.
What teams do we got on there?
The nominees for the Flagrant 2 Team of the Year. The NBA champion Golden State Warriors.
Obvious.
Great team, of course.
Yep.
This was by a nose because it went to a game 7. The Houston Astros, World Series champions.
Close, but yes.
Very close. The New England Patriots, you know, came back 28-3.
Historic deficit.
In the Super Bowl. Historic. Yeah, unbelievable. Super Bowl comeback. Can't go against that.
Some hockey team.
We don't know who was good in hockey, so whatever team that was good
in
hockey.
Who won the hockey?
I don't know.
The Penguins?
The
Blackhawks?
Was it?
That was maybe 2 years ago.
I think it was a couple years ago. Was it the Rangers? The Rangers got eliminated.
Do you know who won the
I think it
NHL?
Was the Penguins.
Won the hockey. Was
the
it the Penguins?
Trophy last year?
I don't know. All right, but let's not announce a winner. What do we got right here? Kaz, the Flagrant 2
Team of the Year.
Goes
God
to...
damn it. It is a absolute landslide, easy choice right here. The New York Knicks.
Let's go. You know
Frankie
this
smokes,
shit, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Chris, yes, that's Porzingis. Tim Hardaway Jr. Frankie Smoke.
The unicorn,
Nicolina.
Baby. You already know what time it is. Scott Curry. You know what I'm saying? From the top down. Jeff Hornacek. Scott Curry. We see you. Michael Beasley.
What?
We see you.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
6 fouls, 10 minutes. Let's go.
Let's get that going, baby.
What
else? Lakers up out of here,
though. We got Kylo Quinn bullying up.
Bully.
What else we got? Huh? What else we got? Baker with your hair.
Tim Hardaway Jr. bringing the 80s back.
Woo! Bringing in them ski slopes. Shout out to them ski slopes. Tim Hardaway Jr. ski.
You already know, baby.
You know what I mean?
Let's go.
What else we got? We got Lance Thomas. You bow-legged, but we fucks with you.
And Enos Kanter, the bully.
Let's go. Enos Kanter. Turkey wouldn't
right
let
here.
You. Turkey wouldn't let me into that country. They won't let you in either. You know what? Fuck them, B. We not going. I'm a Knicks fan.
We only did this to piss off Akash. Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
I sent a text to them too. I was like, yo,
that was hilarious. And I didn't want the Warriors to win either. That's funny.
Listen, if you thought we were gonna give this award to any other team, on Flagrant 2, you must not be on this podcast.
Come on,
enough, God damn it.
Come on,
team of the year. God damn it. 2017,
God bless.
New York Knicks. God bless the unicorn.
2017,
Frankie Smokes, Tim Bug, the 80s baby.
Oof. You know what I mean? That's what we call them, the 80s baby. 80s That's baby. Lovely right
already
there.
Know.
Real talk though, Knicks every single year. Don't get it twisted.
Every year, team of the century. God damn it.
Let's
don't
go.
Forget about it.
All right. Now that we got a very important one out of the way, I think that we have to talk about the best international athlete. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't know none of them.
Fair enough.
I wanted to put a cricket guy in there just out of, you know, respect.
Who?
Oh no, Virat Kohli, I guess.
Virat Kohli,
I don't know who that
is.
Bro.
That's close enough.
Yeah,
I mean, I just named a cricket player. Just out of like, I got to keep it real.
Virat Kohli is his name.
V-I-R-A-T.
Fuck it, let's give him the award.
Virat Kohli.
Virat.
Yeah.
Virat.
I think
Kohli.
Yeah.
Virat Kohli. Okay.
I don't know who that is. If, as you can tell, we don't really know much about international
Listen,
sports.
Okay, he's a nominee. Here are the nominees. Virat Kohli, Usain Bolt,
yes.
Cristiano Ronaldo,
King,
Lionel Messi.
I have another late nominee.
Okay, so do I, but go on.
Luka Doncic.
Who is that?
Luka Doncic, you know what I mean? The projected number one overall pick in the 2018 draft. He is a goddamn beast. He's from Lithuania. It's between him and Marvin Bagley. He is a beast. He gave Porzingis the work in the World Basketball Classic this summer. He is going to take the league by storm.
Really good.
The boy could play. So I got to throw him in there, man.
All right, fair enough.
Got to throw him in there, bro.
Fair enough. Okay, Luka Doncic.
Doncic.
Luka Doncic. I was going to say that thought that took town, Kevin Hart. She is an international athlete.
And that was flagrant.
And that was very
super flagrant.
So
yeah.
She's flagrant. She gets honorable mention. But I think that we have to go with the winner is...
Yes, go. The ab god?
Ab god Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And it's for one reason, because he said so.
Yeah, I mean,
the motherfucker Jay-Z'd it. He said, "I'm the best," and then everyone was like, "I guess he's the best." He literally just said, "I'm the best at everything. Nobody's been better than me," and you can't really dispute it.
I can't. I mean,
he's better. I don't know anything about soccer, but he's better.
Yeah, I mean,
he's better than all y'all.
All I know is that anytime I look on the Forbes list for most richest athlete, right?
Yeah,
I see a lot of people I know. I see the LeBrons, the Tigers, Tom Brady's, all that shit.
Yep.
At the very fucking top. It's always Cristiano Ronaldo, man.
That's right.
And he's always on Instagram pushing some stupid ass whips. You know, I mean, he has the most Instagram followers in the world or some shit like that. He's always dripping in bitches.
He can steal your bitch,
always
bro.
Dripping in bitches. Like, he's dripping in bitches so much, he's had a commercial campaign about underwear where he's literally just stealing bitches from the hotel room.
That's it.
Like, that's the entire commercial.
Yep.
And it's like, dog, like, you can get away with this overseas because it's like, fuck it, like, soccer is king overseas. And
I don't care who your girl is and who you are, do not leave her around.
Oh, hell, what? Those getting your girl pregnant. Listen, and making her keep it.
I love my girl to death, bro. I would
making her keep it. Like, she's gonna want to get rid of Ronaldo's
baby?
No,
that's true. She's a good
if
point.
My girl got pregnant by Ronaldo, I'd tell her to keep it.
I'm dead ass.
Like, yo, listen.
We can co-parent.
Yeah.
This is fine.
I'll be the next LeVar Ball.
Big fact. Big fact. But yeah, man, he's the man, dude. Like,
no, it's good. I mean, soccer, it'd be great if he actually played a real sport, but we'll allow him to play the soccer thing. And he's winning. He's doing his thing. And let's move on because we don't really care about fucking soccer.
Okay. Best NFL player.
All right. Give it to us, Kyle.
The nominees are the GOAT black quarterback, Russell Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Ezekiel Elliott until he was a fucking retard.
Okay.
Matt Ryan for about 15 and a half games, 19 and a half games, whatever it is. And Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think it's pretty obvious the winner is Tom Brady.
Yeah, I guess.
I
mean,
no, it's just, it's it, like, I feel like for flagrant two, we got to find a different reason why he's.
Because
he's the coldest white boy in sports.
He kind of is. He kind of is. And I think that's why. I think he's the coldest white boy in sports because he has absolutely no swag at all.
No.
Like, I have, there's a certain, for some reason, there's a certain, like, I can appreciate a white boy who appreciates his white boyness.
Yeah.
He doesn't
yeah.
like Travis Kelce and does Dougies in the hot end zone.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not like Aaron Rodgers who just kind of like has like that quiet swag about him or whatever. Like, Tom Brady's a fucking dork, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's a dork. He eats avocado ice cream and shit.
He's a monster.
And like, he drinks nothing but like alkaline water for weeks on it and drinks like 30 gallons a day or some wild shit. And like, he has the world's worst Instagram account I've ever seen. Like, he has a thing called like the TB Times after every win and has like some shitty comic that some butt fuck from Boston draws for him and shit. And on top of that, and he just happens to be the best fucking quarterback to ever live. Which
bad,
is just like
bad shorty though.
Bad bitch though.
Plugged
bad
it up.
Bitch, yeah.
And if there is one thing that he did that was flagrant, knocked up a shorty.
Yep.
And then dipped.
Yep. Yeah.
I think before the baby even came out.
He did dip. Yes, he did.
And
yes,
then chose up with Giselle.
Yeah.
So,
kept it low too.
Very
kept it low, man.
Very
like the Patriot
low.
Way. If you're gonna do crimes, do it on the low.
Real talk.
That's the Patriot way, dog.
It was a Patriot way. That is true. And Catholic ass Boston was totally okay with it.
They're like
baby out of wedlock. What are you gonna do?
It's Tommy.
It's Tommy.
Here's my favorite thing about Brady is he talks shit. Just like all the dork goes away. I remember when they went 16-0, they played the Steelers, and some cornerback, some safety, I think, was saying, like, basically, we're going to beat the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's not that good, whatever. He just went at Brady. Brady, first drive down, throws right at him for a touchdown. Then after he scores the touchdown, runs to the end zone, gets in dude's face, and starts talking shit with, like,
I did appreciate
like a black
that.
Dude would.
I did
like,
appreciate you know, that. I'm not going front.
He'll do that to anybody. He'll jaw with anybody. He is the worst.
The
world's foremost alpha male.
Yeah, nah, he's had moments like that too. Like, it hasn't worked out to him that bad. I think the year that, and this has nothing to do with this year, but the year that they won against the Giants again for the Super Bowl, and they were like, 16-0 or whatever. They had Randy Moss, whatever. And they were like, oh, yeah, they seem the defense is really good. It looks like you're going to have to score more than 16 points to win. And Tom Brady's like, yeah, we're going to score more than 16 points, I think. And, you know how that went. Like, they scored exactly 16 points.
That's it.
So, but he's a supreme shit talker. Odell Beckham put it out there this year.
What did he say?
You know, they put that video together about, like, him having tantrums on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And cursing people out and all that shit. And, like, it's side by side. Same shit Brady, same shit Odell Beckham. He's the white Odell. He just produces and wins Super Bowls and shit. Which is, I guess, as flagrant as it gets, man. Like, if you're gonna talk shit, just back it up.
Right,
and he
fine.
Does that. So
I'm supportive of it.
I fucking hate the Patriots. Tom Brady's a piece of garbage, but I can't not disrespect.
I can't believe it's just, it hurts that much more to have somebody like him talk shit to you.
It does. It really does.
Telling you he's the world's foremost alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is, man. He is. And he has no signs of going anywhere. Like, he looks like he could play another 4 or 5 years.
That's crazy.
Which is disgusting. He's like 41 now. 40?
Yeah, especially in this sport.
Ugh,
yeah.
Gosh. Kind of makes you think.
Get you a Brazilian and
build. How much did he donate to Trump to make sure nobody hits him? It makes you really think, god damn it.
Jesus. Okay.
All right.
Next.
The best MLB player? Do we watch baseball?
No, we don't watch baseball.
We don't. But we're just gonna go with our favorite Yankee. Aaron Judge, nominee number one.
Fine.
And he won. So we're just gonna go to best.
Giancarlo Stanton, nominee number two.
Do you want to do the next
John
one too?
Carlos and whatever. I'll do the next
do
one.
Do the next
Aaron
one.
Aaron Judge, you win, buddy.
Next yeah, you got Judge. You got it.
Good job. Best NBA player.
Yeah.
I like this award right here. It's a very action-packed award.
I think we wrote best Major League Baseball player as a joke. I don't think we really.
I don't think we really came up about it.
Who's the most flagrant one? Don't even know what they're saying. They're just speaking Spanish after every interview.
No. Oh,
Miguel Cabrera.
Homeboy that punched Bryce Harper in the face. I forgot
what
it was.
His name?
I don't know. What the fuck?
Oh, no. Then there was that little guy, the second baseman for
the Astros.
Jose Altuve.
Altuve. Yeah, I'll fuck with
Altuve. He punched the guy from Toronto.
Joey Betts.
Yeah, he punched Joey Betts.
The dude who punched
him. Oh, the Ranger punched Joey Betts.
Let's know how much baseball we
were. That guy, fuck with you. He was tiny as hell, and he didn't drop my man, but like, he hit him. Yeah. He clipped him. Yeah.
Listen,
I
mean,
Betts didn't want anything.
To the baseball players that may be watching this show, right?
Keep fighting.
Or listening to the show.
Yeah.
Fight some people. Do some bat flips after home runs.
Facts.
We'll have an actual category for you next
Real
year.
Talk, why would you actively try to make your sport less exciting?
More boring.
It's the most boring sport
tradition.
Already. You can't even flip the bat.
Yeah.
Tradition sucks.
Yeah, you know what else is traditional?
Is slavery.
Radio.
Everything traditional is bad.
Right.
Think about it, right? Like, what did we used to do? We used to not let women work. Maybe
tradition.
Of it was good. Listen.
All right, god damn it. Before we have the one woman who listens to our show.
Merry Christmas, babe. Quit your job. That's your present this year. Stop disrespecting your husband.
All right. Best NBA player, Flagrant 2 Award. The nominees are the King, LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers, the Claw, Kawhi Leonard, San Antonio Spurs, James Harden, Houston Rockets, KD, the skinny whatever, the beanpole. Golden State Warriors. Stephen Curry.
Roman noodles.
Roman noodles. Stephen Curry, the two-time MVP. Golden State Warriors. And Russell Westbrook, the reigning defending MVP of the NBA.
What you think,
bro? And the winner is... It's a special award to my heart. James Harden, goddammit.
Yep.
The Flagrant 2.
Yeah.
Best NBA player. And we're only giving him this award because we know.
He's cute.
He has the cutest game in the NBA.
He's mad cute.
So he's mad adorable.
Adorable ass little kitten game right there. Did you get fouled in that? Did you get fouled in that? Where you want us to rub? Right by the tail? Right by the end of the back where the tail is? And then you go hit a three into someone's eyeball? Okay.
Doesn't his jab step and his pump fake look like when a kitten's playing with a ball of yarn and it's pulling at him fast?
That's what D'Antoni does at a timeout. He goes, remember when you played with the laser pointer? Remember when we did a little laser pointer thing? Why did you just do the things with the laser pointer? Put the ball into the rim.
Those
are good. Those are good. Do you have to play defense? No, you don't have to play defense. It's whatever you want. It's too offensive.
Oh, God. And we're pretty sure he's going to somehow fuck up the MVP award.
He will,
somehow,
but we got his back.
But we got him. We're giving him an MVP before anybody else could do it. So shout out to you, James Harden, the best that. NBA player for Flagger 2 for the year 2017.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Cute.
Schultz, take it away, bro.
What do we got next? I think it's Flagrant Collegiate Athlete.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so collegiate. The Flagrant Collegiate, the nominees are Baker Mayfield,
mm-hmm.
Marvin Bagley III,
mm-hmm.
Joel Berry II.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls.
As a collective. Yes. The winner is.
I didn't have this one bolded.
Oh,
you're
going
to have to tell me.
All right. I'll tell you the.
Yeah.
There was only one true winner of the Flagrant Collegiate, and that is Oklahoma Sooner quarterback Baker Mayfield.
I guessed it, but I didn't want to get it wrong. Right.
That's
what
all
I guessed.
Good. Yeah, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give it to Baker Mayfield. And the reality of the matter is the Bulls are, father is interesting. They themselves are not really interesting.
Yeah. As great as Lonzo was at UCLA, he didn't really make
He's a professional. It's his father that's doing all the yapping, which is totally fine. I like that. Mm-hmm. Just play the game. Do your thing. But Baker, on the other hand, is typical quintessential Flagrant 2.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything
waving
about this kid is Flagrant 2.
Waving the flag and sticking it in the middle of the Ohio
Grabbing
State.
Grabbing your dick, you know, and telling him to fuck off.
Yeah, man. Oh, all that shit. He was the king.
What up,
king.
Yo?
Who's that? I see.
It's Asante.
Oh, what's good, bro?
What's good, man?
Nice to meet you, man.
So Baker Mayfield is legit, man.
Yeah.
We got to give him that Flagrant 2.
Grabbing his dick, telling him to fuck off. After.
Let's go.
Which, to be fair, a lot
they
of people don't.
They didn't shake his hand.
They didn't shake his hand. They don't put proper context.
And that camera angle was annoying because the camera angle only showed a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
So it looked like the kids didn't shake his hand.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, it cuts to him just holding his dick.
Mm.
But if you actually went to the wide angle, the other team didn't shake his hand.
I saw the wide angle.
Yeah.
And as soon as they didn't shake his hand, he just starts clapping like, okay,
watch what I do. And they ran up the score and shit too. Just, like,
he's the best, dog.
Fuck with Baker
Mayfield. I'm telling you, in a world where we don't allow white men to be confident. I really love a confident white boy. I do.
Akash sends us this text. I don't know if it was our group chat. Was it ours?
Yeah, that's three.
He sent us this text of, you know, the nerd. It's in what's the show?
Fucking dork on Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah, Silicon Valley. The white kids
middle
who can
ditch.
Barely
what a
put together
cuck
a sentence.
Name this guy has middle ditch.
Yeah, middle ditch. But like every sentence is a struggle, right? It's just a mumble and a stutter, and it's just. But it, so Akash goes, "What did you say? This is every white guy.
This is every white guy on TV now.
Yeah. You're not allowed to be
confident anymore." You're not allowed to have testosterone. Yeah,
it's true. It's offensive. It's triggering.
So
it's very triggering.
And this is coming from a guy who spent a lot of years hating white people.
I was about to
Schultz
say,
knows.
Like, this is surprising coming.
I'm
from
like
you.
The king of hate, but I don't like seeing people get bullied.
Yeah,
I'm like Zach Randolph, except very much not like Zach Randolph.
So nothing like
but
Zach Randolph.
But we share that trait. In my hood, the suburbs. Bullies got bullied.
Yes, facts.
Sort
facts,
of.
Facts, facts.
But you like to see, you know what I mean? So I just stick up for the guys who are getting bullied. And right now, if you're a white dude with confidence, everybody hates you.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield ain't doing nothing wrong. Plant that flag.
Plant the flag.
Plant
you
the
won.
Flag,
if you don't
dog.
Want him to plant the flag, then why don't you win the game?
Fuck yeah.
Simple as
Feel
that.
Fail him, dog. Yeah. I give Baker Mayfield the nod, man. What do we got, Akash? You next? Do we want to do Flagrant Kid, or you want to just go right into Man of the Year?
Yeah, I think we should just go straight to Man of the Year.
Go for it, bro.
Flagrant 2's Man of the Year.
Yeah.
This is an actual award, Man of the Year. We want to, you know, treat these people with the respect that they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, the nominees are, respectfully, Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
LaVar Ball.
Yep.
Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. LeBron James. Steve Kerr. Russell Westbrook. Baker Mayfield again, and of course, Floyd Mayweather.
Yes. And the winner is...
This was tough, but it was also incredibly not tough. So, the winner is... Colin Kaepernick.
Of course.
Yes,
of course,
we know the right thing to say.
I know you guys are waiting for us to fuck this
Listen,
one up.
Listen, sponsors, yes, we can say the right thing, given the right moment. We are professionals as well.
Who needs the Midwest?
This is true. Yeah, fuck them.
We looked at our demographic.
Yeah.
It's mostly in New York City, Philadelphia, and California.
Listen, Midwest and Deep South. You just had an election where, like...
Doug Jones,
an extreme rapist, and even half the state was
rapist.
Like,
extreme rapist is a really funny term because it makes it sound like a fun sport.
Do you guys partake in extreme rape? No.
Yeah, I like how we went from alleged rapist to extreme rapist.
He's an actual rapist, and half of the state was like, and we also went from
appeasing potential sponsors to extreme rapists.
Yes, but no, yeah, I mean, let's keep it a buck, man. There hasn't been a single athlete in sports that has been more influential, has made more headlines without really saying much of anything than Colin Kaepernick, whether it's...
You're talking about recently.
Oh, well, recently, in the past calendar year. You know, Cap has...
Without a doubt,
influenced the way... He fell on the proverbial sword for a lot of the people in the NFL and even the NBA and sports everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So
started a massive movement, got people thinking about issues regardless if they agreed or disagreed. They had to think about
it. It got people talking. Started
a conversation, and he sacrificed a lot of money. I mean, we don't know whether he would be able to be a starting quarterback or not, but he guaranteed would have been a quarterback in the NFL had he not said anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Easily been a backup.
Yeah.
Easily been a backup.
He could have been making some really good money if he would just shut the fuck up and
that's
just
it.
Do
and
what
he chose
was
not
told,
to shut the fuck up.
To.
And he chose to stand up for what he believed in. And regardless if you agree or disagree with what he believes in, he stands up for it. And hopefully you can respect someone that does that.
Of course.
Because I'm sure there's things in your life, and I'm not talking to you guys, but people listening, things in your life you truly believe in that you might not have the ability or power to stand up for. Might want to tell your boss he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And you don't do it.
Yeah.
He might have the monetary privilege to do that, but he's actually choosing to. How many of us decided to just keep going? How many people didn't say shit about Weinstein?
Yeah.
How many people knew Weinstein was a rapist? They're like, I want to keep making some movies.
Exactly.
Every person tweeting about how much of a monster Trump was in Hollywood knew about Harvey Weinstein.
Facts. They were all homies. They all ran in the same circles, man.
Great point. All I'm saying is it's like, it's regardless, and I can't stress this enough, regardless of how you feel about what he's doing, it is courageous to do it.
You have to respect
courage.
And
yo.
I think we've all had like, we have like a unique kind of like front row seat to this thing because we're all like quitting as some cool cat. And it's nothing to see Cap walking around in the city in Chelsea or around here working out and stuff like that. And just to see how he's carried himself through this whole thing and he's not afraid to go and touch the people and see the people and do all that type of shit. Like it's been really something to marvel at, man. And like, I've had conversations with him and I'm like, dude, like, you know, are you sure? You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, he sees the bigger picture and he sees that, like, what he's sacrificing is much more important than throwing touchdowns every Sunday. So,
It's kind of interesting, I guess. I met him, like, now that I think about it, like a month before he started kneeling. Like, I met him the offseason before.
Yeah.
So, this is all happening. But the most, of all the famous people you ever met, this is the most comfortable in his own skin, cool, doesn't need anything. Like, Nessa was filming something and he was just like, he wasn't asking for anything. Like, he just had a water and was chilling. And to his credit, watching his girl and supporting her in a way that none of us would ever do. Genuinely laughing at shit she was saying. I was like, this motherfucker is perfect.
Yeah.
I would look at him and be like, nah, he got CT. This is definitely one of the side effects of CTE for sure. Wait, are you just sitting here and listening to her tell jokes this whole time? Dog, this guy got to be concussed, bro.
I'll be honest. Get the ambulance. Anybody who has walked in the halls of Hot 97 in the past year, you're liable to just see him chilling, just being supportive.
Chill,
just being like, it's a great, he's a super chill dude.
Hey,
great
chill,
dude.
Man.
Every
chill.
One of us wants a wife as supportive as Colin Kaepernick.
Real talk, I need a girl like Colin, bro. Oh.
Colin Kaepernick is wifey goals.
Yo, wifey goals, real talk. Honestly, sometimes I'll be talking to girls I date and I'll be like, well, where were you when I was doing my show? Were you supporting
me? He's such a great man. He's wifey goals.
Yo, real talk.
That's how good he is.
Damn, now he got to win.
But he got to win, man. So shout out to Cap, man. He's our man of the year, dude.
Man of the year, dog.
Got it, man.
Awesome dude, man. Yeah. I guess we got the Flagrant Female Award. And I guess I'm going to take that one.
Yeah. The only person you can really take that is...
I mean, there's a couple. It was a little close. It was closer than you might think.
Okay.
Serena Williams, pregnant this year. Still happened to win Australian Open and have a baby and do all that type of shit. Chris Cyborg, the undisputed baddest bitch on the planet since Ronda Rousey got her ass beat a bunch of times. Kris Jenner, goes without saying, the most important woman in all sports. Straight up gangster.
Gangster.
And SZA. Yeah, SZA. She created a side chick anthem. for The Weeknd. And I think that was worth nominating.
What was her song?
In the World of Sports. It's called The Weeknd. He's like, you take the 9 to 5, I'm here for The Weeknd. And I think most athletes can appreciate a side chick anthem like that and just make it acceptable. So I think I think she deserves some recognition for
that. Yeah, that's a lot of recognition.
Truly,
that's
great.
So I'm going to announce the winner of this. It's not too much drama here. Serena Williams, of course. God bless that woman, man. Had a baby this year, was pregnant during the Australian Open, won that shit with a fetus in her. She was such a bad bitch. People were trying to say that she had an unfair advantage due to heightened, heightened hormones in her body.
What about the other 20 majors?
Fetus? Exactly. I'm like, that's what it was. That's what it was. The extra fetus in her body. That's what made her give her the competitive advantage. There's no one close. Serena Williams is the
honestly,
baddest bitch on
earth. We got to talk about this. So
okay, let's talk about it.
Knowing that Serena had achieved this, I think we really got to change the way that we treat pregnant women on the subway, because if you're going to come in the subway 3-4 months pregnant talking about can anybody give up a seat, I'm going to feel some type of way about it, because Serena didn't sit down when she won the Australian Open. She was standing around. She was running back and forth. You can clearly just sit right there, hold on to the pole, right? And then get to the next stop.
The rule with pregnant women is if you ain't showing, you don't get a seat. No show,
facts.
No seat.
Facts.
No
facts.
Show, no seat.
Yeah. You just tell me you're pregnant. How do I know you're not lying to me?
Yo, that's true, man. That's the truth.
You should debate a bitch.
Like, I'm gonna stand up regardless. I'm from the South, and you have to.
Guys, you should always offer the woman a seat.
Son,
in the
I always
regardless.
Offer. I always do it. If I see a fat woman, I won't do it though, because I feel like that's enabling what's going on. I feel like she could use. What I'll do is I'll hit her hand off of the handlebar.
Oh my God!
No, because that's weight. Your weight. You're leaning on that.
Work on your balance.
Core. Yeah. It's all core is the problem anyway.
The subway is the closest she'll get to the ad ball.
Real talk. No, it's true. She's not even going close. And when I'm on a subway, I'll use a fat woman as a metric for what the subway is going to do, because the turn is visible in her belly before it's visible in your feet. You know what I mean? Look, when her belly starts to shift in one way, and I'm like, all right, boom, we got to protect ourselves from this nice little turn. I can't look foolish.
Let me say this though about Serena.
You guys are terrible people.
Yeah,
Serena is the greatest women's tennis player of all time. Yes. I watch tennis, which is corny, but I watch it.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. She is the Jordan of women.
Facts.
I don't know any other female athlete, not many athletes, period, who in this way, when it comes down to winning time, she always just exerts her will on her opponent and wins. It's no question. If there's a close match, she will win. Mm. I've never seen an athlete where in a close match, I have that much confidence in them winning since Jordan.
I believe it, man. The woman is, she does to me for tennis what Tiger Woods did for me for golf.
Be black.
And make it watchable and interesting and makes me want to tune in. Like, I'm not going to watch the whole match. I'm not crazy. But I will tune in if, like, Serena Williams is closing in on the such and such.
Serena's white. You ain't watching. But she's still the best. She would still be the greatest, but you ain't watching.
But I'll be honest. She plays a powerful, dominating form of tennis that makes it interesting to watch. It's like when she hits a powerful serve, it's like watching somebody dunk on a bitch.
Oh,
where
yeah.
It's like boom, and it's like, oh, and I'm dunk on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, so, she got to be loud as sex.
She has to be.
Because
she
she's not.
That's why a strong black man couldn't handle her. So, you know?
I would feel a way. If I was her husband or whatever in bed, and she like made no sound in bed, but she made all these grunts and shit during play.
She probably has to fake it a lot, yo.
Well, fake it, fine. But don't put more effort into serving than riding.
Mm, there's no way.
Something tells me Serena ain't timid when it comes to that kind of thing.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, she goes and gets it. You know what I mean? Who you know got more? Go get it.
I don't think she's going to sit there and just take it. Yeah. Like, she definitely dominates
motherfucker, huh?
Yeah.
You think she straps it on?
Oh, God, no.
What is that?
Next award. Next award, sponsors. Let's Skipper R.
Hey, listen.
Andrew.
It's more than one thing you could do with the back of a tennis racket. Anyway, look. The flagrant performance of the year. The flagrant performance of the year.
Oh, my God.
Is,
we're not going to make it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But this is way more fun, though.
Yeah, this is over.
I'm broke, but this is way more fun.
Yo, it's just great. Let us crash and burn, bro.
We'll be all right.
We're going to be poverty hot. Something,
we'll be
bro.
All right, man. Don't look, kill us, sponsors. Eventual
the flagrant.
Sponsors.
fuck net neutrality. What? I don't know. You just gotta say some shit everybody agree with. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're all good.
Fucking, yeah.
Hold performance of the year. Let's go. Do you have the nominees? I'll spit them if you need them. Right here, bro.
Oh, I got them.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank
it's all
you,
good. Bro. It's a team effort here, bro.
Flagrant female. Okay. Flagrant man of the year. Flagrant field. Flagrant performance of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Tom Brady goes apeshit and brings his team back from a 28-3 deficit in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Booker drops 70 against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor finesse the world into $1 billion revenue grab.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant kills any hope of a Cavs comeback in the NBA Finals by splashing that three in Bron Bron's face.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers and Astros go nuts in Game 5 in the World Series, and the process annihilates the Lakers in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Guys?
Yes. There's only one winner here.
Only
man.
One winner.
And I want you to take the reins on this.
I'm glad it's Andrew.
Yes.
Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor finesse the world out of close to $1 billion.
Facts.
God bless Floyd Mayweather.
Facts.
I am such a Floyd Mayweather apologist, such a Floyd Mayweather fan. Also, I texted you guys this week. We had a conversation on this podcast before where we were talking about how Floyd Mayweather might be the greatest expert ever.
Yeah.
Greatest genius ever. Like his.
He's the greatest greatest.
The greatest greatest ever. Yeah. So like his greatness in boxing. He is solely, it surpasses Stephen Hawking's greatness in science or whatever.
Jeff Bezos' greatness in
business or whatever that
money.
Is. E-commerce, yeah.
Okay.
So, and he tweeted, and I sent you guys this thing earlier, but he posted a picture about how he was the greatest ever of any sport, how, and I've never heard him talk about himself that way. He's always called himself the best ever, mm-hmm. but now he said the best ever in terms of any sport. Now, I'm not saying that Floyd is listening, mm-hmm. but people might be out there listening. I know people that are, you know, connected with his camp.
I would
not be surprised if he heard what we said and then start thinking, you know what? I am that great.
Maybe.
I am that flagrant. But that being said, talking about this fight with Conor McGregor, it was a brilliant promotion. It was absolutely entertaining. It was everything we love about wrestling. Mm-hmm. The fight itself, I don't care what anybody says. It
the fight was
exciting.
Entertaining, man.
Those
I had
first
a
three
blast.
Or four rounds where you're like, does Conor that. Have a chance?
Yeah.
Is Conor going to even
bro, I was nervous.
Win a decision? We were nervous. It brought people together like fights do.
Yeah.
A great fight will bring everybody together. Hey, where are we watching this fight? That's yeah. You don't get that for Knicks games.
Yeah.
You don't even get that for finals games sometimes.
Yeah.
But for a big fight, yeah. where are we watching this? Yeah. What are we doing?
And even women will.
Everybody wants
that's
to
the
be
one,
part of
that's the one sport
that
you about women like,
fight.
Where are we watching the fight?
No, for real. And it on some level, they must enjoy that primal like violence.
Yeah.
They,
yeah, my girl was like weirdly into it.
Yo. and Conor, girls fuck with Conor.
Yeah, I mean,
and then girls who are honest with themselves fuck with Floyd.
We get it.
Floyd
we
the baddest
it.
Motherfucker it's, on the planet.
And on top of that, the reason why I thought this was the performance of the year is because deep down inside we all knew it was a farce as a
yes.
boxing match and we still bought into it and
yep.
we still were like but what if he does lose what if this happens
so
what if
that all it takes is what if
and that run of promo going into the fight.
Unbelievable.
Fan fucking tat. As a pro
shouts
wrestling.
Shouts to Conor too, yo.
Conor,
yeah, he held his own.
Conor fucking.
It takes two to tango, man.
He out-promoted Floyd, man.
He out-promoted
really
Floyd.
Did.
It takes two to tango.
Oh, fuck
and
you, suit up.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Fuck you, pinstripes is yo. Brilliant.
Fucking telling him he can't read and shit, like rubbing his head. Like,
why you got a backpack when you can't even read?
Yeah.
Great line. Great fucking line.
Oh, he was amazing in that. And they touched on the race shit just a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit. bit, not too much to turn people off, but just enough to get you
turn the button on,
just to get you invested into spending that money to seeing this guy get his ass kicked for $100 on your TV screen.
Poor Connor don't know how to be rich yet.
Oh my
god, it's so funny. Do you follow him on Instagram?
Yeah,
this guy got no clue how to be rich. He's still posting pictures of Gucci sneakers. You're worth $100 million, B. You don't flex sneakers at $100 million. Have you seen Floyd post a picture of his sneakers ever once? This guy's wearing horse riding boots on the Great Wall of China. That's a flex. When you look at that picture, like, did this motherfucker ride a horse onto the Great Wall of China?
Those boots are like my fucking mortgage.
Son, craziest, but like, yo, I'd be looking at Floyd's Instagram and sounding like like one of Floyd's thoughts. Like, I say shit that he said out loud. Like, I'll be looking at it and I'll be like, damn, his money is different.
Like, you say your inner thoughts.
Son, my inner thoughts, and it's coming from him. Because I've been reading so many posts where he's like, my money different. I'll be like, I guess it is. I've never seen horse riding boots worn like that. Bro, he's living that life, man.
He lives the life I wish I could live without, like, out of the ring drama. Like, if I could pick to be any type of rich, like, LeBron rich is fun. Like, Cristiano Ronaldo type rich is fun. Floyd Mayweather is the type of ignorant rich I strive to be one day.
Rockstar rich.
Rockstar rich. You know what I'm saying?
He's one of the last few that can pull it off.
Yeah.
He can have six girls.
Man, the videos of him with like 20 girls twerking, and he just says shit like, I love my life. I'm like, man.
I love
girls. So he gets away with it. He goes, and they say, well, what about settling down with one girl? He goes, one is too close to zero.
That is true.
That's a great line. Amazing. And you listen to that and be like, what is close to zero? Six is not close. Six is far.
Six is far away from zero, actually.
Zero. What happens if something happens to three of those girls?
I got the quote if you want it.
What
about,
is that?
About being the goat. There's only one motherfucking goat, and it's me. I better not hear nobody talking about this guy the goat over here, this guy the goat over here. At the end of the day, I'm the best athlete ever. You heard it. You heard me. Ain't nobody do it better than me. Mm. I done it in the best style. I done it flashy, done it flamboyant. I done it my way. I kept it 100%. I kept 100% of the revenue, and I'm my own motherfucking boss.
Yeah. God damn, boy.
That's my type of rich, man. As rich as LeBron is, as rich as Ronaldo is, his check comes from a team.
Yeah.
His check comes from Nike. His checks come from something. Floyd's checks come from Mayweather Promotions.
Floyd's checks come from us.
That comes from
He's
us.
Getting right from hand source, over man.
Fist, dog. Like, I get it. Man, fuck's the tax. And you know what happens when he has tax problems? Let me go make $1 billion fighting this MMA guy real quick.
Facts.
And get these tax guys out off my
didn't
my
he have,
hair.
Didn't
for
he say a
bit.
Line like they're gonna teach finance classes about what I'm doing?
Facts. You can say what you want about him, man. The dude knows how to make a buck, bro.
Yeah. And shout out to who's his manager? Al Heyman. Al Heyman is the Kaiser Sose of the boxing world. This guy is a legit genius. And the way he finessed, and they almost did the complete finesse, but the way he finessed Oscar De La Hoya was absolutely genius.
Brilliant.
Absolutely genius. A lot of people don't know about this shit, but like Heyman is a manager. And Oscar and Golden Boy Promotions really only had one fighter. They had Canelo. Mm-hmm. Besides that, they were doing one fight promotions. Right? So they were getting money off of that fight, but they didn't retain the fighters themselves. So the equity in the brand wasn't growing at all.
Yeah.
You were just doing all the work and not getting anything from it.
And then they take their money and go somewhere else.
So you can't sell Golden Boy to anybody if there's no fighters under Golden Boy. Mm-hmm. It's like an agency that doesn't represent anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what Heyman was going to do, and this is what happened. Remember when Oscar got sent to rehab?
Yeah.
So the idea is when he was, this
wearing,
is
like,
allegedly.
Lingerie and shit,
exactly.
Right?
So this is allegedly, the problem with him going to rehab is it actually worked. He got sober for a little bit. But the hustle was going to be is the people, again, I think it was Richard Schaefer and Heyman. Schaefer was one of the managers of Golden Boy, the guy, CEOs of Golden Boy. What they were allegedly going to do, and I have this on decent authority, was, and this was going to be the most amazing hustle, the most amazing fleece you've ever seen, is they were going to get Oscar to sell Golden Boy because they were like, listen, you're too erratic. You can't run your company. Just sell your company. And you know who is going to be the head of Golden Boy? Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Wow.
That was going to be the hustle. Al Heyman, you ever see those like two black kids? They look like twins.
Yeah.
And you're like, are those Al Heyman's kids? No.
They're not his kids.
They're not. You've never seen Al Heyman. You don't even know what this guy looks like. This is the guy who is the puppet master of all of boxing.
So he's the proverbial man.
He is the man. He is the kingmaker. Yeah. He is the genius. He is behind every calculated decision that's going on in boxing right now. Wow. And he came from the music side. Apparently he was like a music promoter. But you want to do a great 30 for 30 when this shit is all done? Talk to me about Al. Never seen his face, Heyman. The dude is probably sitting next to random people at the boxing match.
Is he like a worldwide Wes is to
son? But
basketball?
We know,
but
Wes.
We know a worldwide
we
Wes.
We see
like.
Wes.
Now we've seen him.
But yeah. Like Wes likes being worldwide Wes.
Okay.
Al Heyman don't want nobody to know who he is. Many-faced God. You know what I mean? Nobody got a clue who he is. I'm just so fascinated by this guy and him and his connection with Floyd because he really. Not only does he make Floyd, but he gets his fighters money, yo. Like, he looks out for the fighter. He's going to get the fighters the most fucking money. He doesn't try to shaft them like a lot of times these promoters do.
Yeah.
You know American Gangster where he wears the fur coat to the fight and that's everybody finds it. That's how the feds find out who he is.
Yes,
like, how the fuck is the dude in the front row with a fur coat?
Yep.
Al Heyman ain't wearing no fur coat.
Never. Never. Dude in a knit sweater.
Yeah.
Dressing like Mr. Rogers somewhere.
I respect the hell out of that.
Anyway,
shit,
we have another one?
We got final one more, the final one. We probably should have ended with that one, but last one is
where I lost.
I think I have it. I think it's the Flagrant 2.
Flagrant 2's Rookie of the Year.
Oh yeah,
guys! Next time we do this, we will end on a better award.
We can tell how haphazard this is.
We
got to
do something.
Fuck it.
Flagrant 2's Rookie of the Year. The nominees are Deshaun Watson,
Houston Texans,
Aaron Judge. Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Schuster.
He's Jewish.
Jesus, guys, I'm going to Israel in like 3 hours.
It'll be all right.
Trying to get into the country.
And Alvin Kamara. Now, the winner is, very much against my will, Aaron Judge.
Yes, sir.
So he won two awards.
Two awards. He's the big winner of the night, man.
Wow.
When the Flagrant 2 headline goes out, it's like Aaron Judge wins big at the Flagrants.
The Flagrants, man.
The only two-time Flagrant Award winner. Not by design. We just have. That's just how it kind of shook out today.
Only by default because we didn't know any other baseball players.
That's facts. Exactly. But
and you guys had to give it to a Yankee.
We had to give it to a Yankee
that's
because
true,
nobody watches any real baseball here.
Yeah.
But Aaron Judge definitely brought the buzz back to New York City.
He did make it exciting.
It is. Yeah. It is a lot to be as a native New Yorker.
Yeah.
While basketball is king and it will always be king, there's always something about being the man for the New York Yankees.
Being a home run hitter for the Yankees.
Home run
I don't
hitter.
Think there's anything like it in Dallas
sports.
Cowboys quarterback, maybe.
Yeah.
Because Derek Jeter
point guard
was,
for the Lakers, maybe.
Point guard for the Lakers, huge.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's it called? Derek Jeter was always beloved. He's an amazing Yankee and probably the
he
most
wasn't
recognized
a dinger hitter.
But he didn't hit dingers.
Yeah.
We got the Babe Ruth aura. Mm-hmm. We got that Roger Maris aura.
And he's
that's
a
going
rookie.
On. That's Mickey right. Man. Man. Maris rookie. Played for the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah
Maris
Mickey Mantle was the dude I think that was much more
as well.
Yeah.
So it's like we got these guys. When you hit home runs, when you hit jacks, it's a different connection, a different
ball
game.
And the best thing about Judge, I think this is just an aesthetics thing.
Gap tooth.
The gap tooth.
He looks like a character.
But he looks the fucking part, dude. This dude is bigger than LeBron James. Like he's
that big?
Yeah, dog, he's 6'9", 240. Like he's massive.
Oh, I didn't realize
dude.
He was that
he's
big.
6'9"?
Like
yeah, 6'7". Dude, he's a massive human.
Dude,
massive
the baseball
human.
Field is so big, they don't even look
you
tall.
Don't, yeah, exactly. You don't realize how large he is, but he's a big fucking guy. And to be like a larger than life dude in New York City
and to
where we've
look
got,
larger than life
yeah and yeah. to look larger than life when we have a Porzingis, an Odell Beckham, you know, all these guys in New York.
You guys throw Porzingis into conversations where his name does
for
not
New York?
Fucking belong
for no,
dog.
Come on dog, this guy, he's the king of New York.
Oh,
relax,
that's
the
God,
king of New York.
That's a
you know, when you talk about Jesus' disciples, you talk about Porzingis, you talk about
Peter
Paul.
When you talk about presidential presidents for 2020, you got
Porzingis,
The Rock,
bro.
You got Porzingis.
Porzingis is great. Look
but
at
nah,
that
yeah, I mean,
guy.
Yeah, damn right. That's how we're going to end the damn
there
show, goddamn it. Team of the year.
Look at him holding that basketball like he's choking a wife.
What did Jesus you say Christ. To me? You say I'm not unicorn? He's you a, say I'm not play like unicorn?
It's a basketball, people. It's a basketball, goddamn
it's a picture.
But,
it's a basketball. He's holding a basketball very oddly for someone who plays professional basketball.
But yeah, man. Shout out to Aaron Judge, the Flagrant 2 Rookie of the Year. Shout out to the team of the year, the New York Knicks, goddammit.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah.
And Damn, this is the Flagrants,
yo,
man.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Flagrant 2. Thank you, sir, for sharing this shit with your friends. Thank you for, hey, continue this conversation. We want to know what you have to hear about, have to say about these Flagrant 2s. So hit us up.
And yes, which sir. Award would mean the most to you? I'm curious.
Facts, yeah.
Facts,
what
worry.
Would you want if you're an athlete? Which award would you want to win? We want that conversation. I think there might even be somebody that's starting a Reddit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody hit me about
Did
that.
Hit you
the
about
subreddit.
That? Yeah, yeah, so
somebody
a subreddit.
DM'd us, was like, yo. Gonna make some, you
and
know.
That's great,
so hit
man.
The, hit the subreddit.
Yo,
man.
We want the community to talk, man,
yes,
as
sir.
Much as we possibly can. We got some cool things cooking
I didn't
up
know
for
that.
The new year.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Shout out to just some guy, but
I don't check my DMs
too,
so. Because I'm faithful. Bitches, you get ignored. Bitches.
I'm checking my DMs for business opportunities only. All right,
that's what I call it too.
Business opportunities only. But yes,
some kind of opportunities.
February 7th. Don't forget February 7th. We're at the Highline Ballroom. Goddamn it.
Hell yeah.
Flagrant 2. Live. Get your tickets. Tickets are on sale right now. Sell that bitch out. All the assholes who need you in the Highline Ballroom, man. We got a lot of surprises, a lot of fun guests, a lot of awesome things planned for that night. We got about a month and change to get out there, so
Make
let's
sure
sell that bitch
tickets.
Out, man.
HighlineBallroom.com, you can get tickets.
Yes, you go to HighlineBallroom.com. You can go to any of our Instagram pages, socials. We'll be pushing that shit out, but make sure you go and get those tickets in New York City February 7th, man. Can't wait.
Do that. If you're in Israel for the next 10 days, holler at me, man. Let me know a good place to get a falafel or something. Real talk. You know what I mean?
Palestine.
Some gabagool. Is that
no,
what gabagool is?
Palestine. No, gabagool is some Italian.
That's Italian?
Shit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I was close. I don't know.
You're thinking Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush. That's what it is. Baba Ganoush.
Chris has got no testosterone, fam. It's got no definition. Even his face. He's got no
Chris has Porzingis?
Yeah.
Watch your mouth, yo.
It's buckets, bro. Relax. That's how you're talking about the King
buckets,
of New York and the Prince, baby.
That's the thumb.
That is the Prince. And then what is Tim Hardaway Jr.?
We're not touching that one.
What? What is
he's hurt, goddammit. We can't talk about Timmy until he gets back, all right?
What?
So we can stop talking about the 80s. But anyway, man, Flagrant 2 Live, February 7th. Y'all bought them tickets, goddammit. It's gonna be great.
Yo,
great
get
show.
That shit, man.
We'll see you next year.
Have a Merry Christmas.
The Flagrants, happy holidays, Ramadan, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, everything you celebrate.
Festivus
for the rest of us.
All that
Thank
shit.
Thank
you guys
man.
So much
Thank
for
you guys
the support.
For
Real talk, man.
Yes, sir, man. We'll see you
soon.
Next week.
Next week.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
Take it easy.